Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Okay, are we all about to become billionaires? Is a very important question. I mean, I don't mean just like, you know, the 1%. I mean every single person on Earth, because something to do with an asteroid, something to do with me becoming a billionaire. So straight away I was like, yeah, I'm into this. Can we get our favorite space journalist Leo Enright on the phone, please? And he's here. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning.
So should I, you know, like, throw hell to the wind or whatever they say and just like start spending all the money I've saved up because I'm about to be a billionaire?
Well, I wouldn't run out right now and spend the money because it'll be a long time coming if it does come at all. This thing is a long, long, long way away. And yes, there is some suggestion that it's there's gold in them there hills.
There's gold in them there asteroids.
Exactly. Now, this is this asteroid, Psyche, it's called.
Psyche, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a thriller by Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, it does.
But it's actually one of the most interesting asteroids that we know of in our solar system, because there is some suggestion, I will go no further than that, that the thing is made up entirely of heavy metals. And, you know, metals don't come much heavier than, let's say, gold.
Yes.
That lead as well is pretty heavy, but
true.
I'm not thinking lead here. I'm thinking gold and other very, very expensive minerals.
What I'm looking at is the headline where I see something that says an asteroid could be worth $10 quintillion. Now, I know that sounds like a made-up number that a kid would shout at another kid when they're talking about, you know, how many sweets they want to eat on a Saturday morning or whatever. But $10 quintillion is obviously an insanely large number. You know, is it really possible there's that much gold or other valuable metals in an asteroid, which is, as you said, very far away, but still?
Well, it's certainly possible. I mean, this is the whole point of the efforts that are being made. And actually, this has been talked about for decades, of mining asteroids for the minerals.
Yeah.
And the reason Psyche, this particular asteroid, and other asteroids of its type are of interest is because they appear to come... they seem to have been formed deep inside planets where all the metal, the stuff that's worth something to us here on Earth, all that stuff is kind of sunk to the bottom.
Oh, right.
And then for some reason, so the theory goes, all the stuff on top of that was blasted away in some galactic catastrophe, and you just end up with the good stuff,
right?
And none of the rubbish. Now, we'll know a lot more about Psyche in a few years' time, because last October the Americans launched a mission to Psyche, and that will arrive at this strange asteroid at the end of this decade, about 2029.
Wow, so it really is far away. It's between, what, Mars and Jupiter somewhere?
Exactly, that's the point.
Right.
It's about 220 million kilometers away from us, and it never comes closer than that.
Gotcha.
Because it's in that orbit between Jupiter and Mars. So... this mission is very interesting. We've visited loads of asteroids in the past, and they're all basically, I mean, I get excited. You've no idea how excited I get about these asteroids. I get really, really excited.
Yeah.
But quite honestly, they are literally just clumps of boulders glued together by their own gravity.
Yeah.
If you blew at them, they'd fall
apart.
They'd
fall apart. Gotcha.
There's no, as somebody famously said, There's no there there.
Yes.
They're just, you know, really, really fragile. So that's what makes Psyche so completely different. The Japanese and the Americans have both brought back samples from these fluffy asteroids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all, as I said, I get extremely excited.
Yeah.
To me, that's what's worth money. That's, you know, the treasure.
Yeah, is the science.
About how our solar system was formed.
Yeah.
But Psyche, the Americans did make a very specific decision to go to Psyche for their next asteroid mission. And the reason is because it's so utterly different from the other asteroid. So
now, that's what they're saying, but I mean, we're also looking at $10 quintillion, which I'm sure is not a motivating factor in the slightest for them to go on. It's all purely scientific research, surely.
I feel certain that it's pure science. But this thing, just to be clear now, you know, if this thing is made up of stuff, and there's lots of other metals that are worth even more than gold. But if this thing is made of gold, you're talking about a lump of gold the size of Munster.
Oh my God.
You know, this is right. Not a small asteroid by any means.
Look, you're a space journalist. I'm a radio DJ. Neither of us is an economist, but I do think the laws of supply and demand will happen here. And if they bring a lump of gold back the size of Munster, I think the value of gold may plummet slightly. I'm just going to put that out there and see how we all fare. But Leo Enright, is always a pleasure to talk to the most enthusiastic man in the world about space. Thank you so much for chatting to me today.
My pleasure.
See you, Leo. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.